Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Miranda Raines on the Public Relations Committee for Mistletoe and Magic, a project, the big project every year for the Junior League of Tyler. And that's our topic this morning, the Junior League, the work that it does, and specifically the big Mistletoe and Magic event coming up very, very soon. Good morning, Miranda. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Miranda, first of all, this is something we do every year, talk about the Junior League, talk about Mistletoe and Magic now in its 41st year, but there are some new touches this year. We're going to hit all of those and some of the stuff that has proven to be so successful that, as they say, if the wheel ain't broke, don't fix it. As we always do, let's just start off with a little bit about the Junior League of Tyler itself. Anything you know about the history of it, mainly the mission and what you really set out to do on a day-in, day-out basis around the course of the year.
We, as a Junior League, are women in the community that come together to really focus on providing volunteer, professional volunteer hours to agencies in our Smith County area, and also work throughout the year to provide resources as well to support causes and agencies that affect women and children in our area, just to really give back and empower our community.
Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in more detail, but right now we want to get right to Mistletoe and Magic. That's your big fundraiser every year, and traditionally it's been held just a little bit before Thanksgiving, I believe. But this year, and you announced it several months ago, you decided to switch things around a little bit, and you're going to have a gala on November 16th coming up very soon, and Mistletoe and Magic will be moved for the first time, the market days portion of it, which is basically what Mistletoe and Magic is in the minds of what it's been over the years. That's December 4th through the 7th at Harvey Convention Center. Junior League of Tyler's 41st Mistletoe and Magic, and the theme is celebrating the meaning of mistletoe. What special meaning does that theme have for you and the other folks in the Junior League?
Well, we've been 41 years strong, giving back to our community, and we are so excited. John, Mistletoe is our largest fundraiser for the Junior League of Tyler, and it really is a way for our area to celebrate and kick off the holiday season. And that's what we're all about, is just celebrating the meaning of mistletoe, who we're giving back to, the purpose, but having a fun time as well.
Alrighty, the gala is going to be held November 16th at Willowbrook Country Club. The gala used to be part of the Mistletoe and Magic under the old model, which was all done in November. This year, you're separating them, having the gala a little bit early, and then starting the market days for Mistletoe and Magic in December, as we mentioned a few moments ago. Gala is going to be held November 16th, Willowbrook Country Club. Tell us the times and just all the details that we'll need to know about the gala, which gets the whole thing rolling.
It absolutely does. So we moved it earlier to Saturday, November the 16th, like you mentioned, at the Willowbrook Country Club, and it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 11, and we are excited to have tunes by Manhattan, so put your dancing shoes on for this gala. There's also going to be a silent auction that will run from 7 to 10:30 and a live auction at 9 o'clock. And it's a way to kick off and really extend the holiday season because we're having it early in November. Tickets are $125 per person, and definitely wear cocktail attire to help kick off and celebrate in style.
Okay. So you mentioned a moment ago there was a real purpose behind this. Can you kind of repeat that and go into a little bit more detail about why you decided to, I think you said something about extending the holiday season or the Mistletoe and Magic season, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, having our gala 2 weeks prior to the market event, with the holidays, I feel, and a lot of our Junior League members feel, that by having it early, we're really able to extend the holiday season itself. Sometimes we get in a rush and a hustle and bustle, but we're able to separate and have a couple of weeks in between and really make the gala special, to really kick off Mistletoe, really get everyone involved. And Christmas is coming, but give us time to celebrate Thanksgiving, and then we'll have our market event the 1st of December.
How's it working so far? Based on what the community knows about all this, how have they responded?
Oh, I think it's been amazing. Everyone is excited, especially at our new venue, the Country Club. It's going to be a beautiful, timeless event, and we're ready and excited for a new change.
All tickets can be purchased online, and that is new this year, I understand.
Absolutely. You can go to the juniorleaguetyler.org to purchase your tickets. Or, of course, you can visit our league office at 1919 Donnybrook as well. But we're excited to have an online opportunity this year to purchase your tickets. All of the tickets are available.
All righty, and again, that website is juniorleagueoftyler.org. We'll give out some more contact information just a little bit later on in the show, probably after we get into the activities of the Junior League itself, or maybe before that. I might surprise you. We're visiting with Miranda Raines with the Junior League of Tyler on the PR committee for Mistletoe and Magic coming up soon. Gala, November 16th, Willowbrook Country Club, and the Market Days, December 4th through 7th at Harvey Convention Center. And of course, this is a big, big fundraiser for you, as we mentioned earlier, the biggest fundraiser for the Junior League every year, and we are going to be crunching a few more numbers here. We talked about the tickets, $125 for the gala. Now, chance drawing tickets also for sale, $40 per ticket or $5 for $100, and what is the chance drawing all about? I understand you can win some really neat stuff.
Absolutely. And who doesn't love just an opportunity to win? Well, Susan Robinson has been so gracious in donating a $10,000 shopping spree for Jude Francis Jewelry. And this year, new to that opportunity as well, if you can also pick a trip, if you'd rather a vacation for your family or the $10,000 shopping spree, you have choices this year. And so your vacation trip could be to Cabo San Lucas, it could be to the Charleston Luxury Getaway, or even a Napa Valley Backroads and Railways Getaway.
So those are the choices that people have?
You have three choices. So vacation or $10,000 shopping spree.
And again, those chance drawing tickets are $40 per ticket and $5 for $100. Considering what you get if you win, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Absolutely.
The Mistletoe and Magic events are Wednesday through Saturday, December 4th through December 7th. We have a sneak a peek night, a Brighton brunch and style show, brunch with Miss Kay from Duck Dynasty. We'll talk about her in a minute. She's a very special guest this year. And then Saturday, and, you know, honestly, the little kid in me, I think this is the one that really gets most of my attention, Milk and Cookies with Santa from 10 a.m. to noon. But certainly do have a lot of choices. So Wednesday, now I'm trying to think, is that the 3rd or the 4th?
Wednesday is December the 4th.
Okay, so that actually is the very first day, and
yes,
it starts with an evening event, and that's Sneak a Peek Night from 5 until 9 p.m. Tell us what happens on Sneak a Peek Night.
Well, we're so excited because it's exactly what it is. It's a kickoff, so you can come grab a peek, and there will be entertainment provided by the Tyler Junior College Apache Bells. We'll have concessions, cash bars, and that's provided by the Montez Brothers Catering. It's only $25 per person for your sneak peek, and there's going to be a silent auction from 5 to 8:30, and also we'll have pictures with Santa from 5 to 8 that Wednesday the 4th.
All right, and by this time we have moved it all over to Harvey Convention Center for the Market Days.
Yes, we have.
Now on Thursday, the Brighton Brunch and Style Show from 9:30 until noon. What happens there?
Well, Laura K. Young, she's the president of sales and marketing for the Brighton Collectibles. She's going to share her inspiring story while we have a style show featuring the latest clothing trends by Mary V's and Brighton Accessories. You have some choices here because every girl loves a good choice, but you can grab a limited VIP admission ticket, and that includes a table gift, reserved seating, and also private shopping. Or you can even come as general admission, which that includes brunch, beverages, and of course, private shopping. And we're so grateful. This is sponsored by Christus Trinity Mother Francis Hospital. And also at that Brighton Brunch and Style Show, there's going to be a silent auction from 9:30 to 11:30. And of course, pictures with Santa from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday the 5th.
Very good. Now, moving on into Friday, we have brunch with Miss K. Let's talk about Miss K. Who is she? Why is it so exciting to have her here?
We are beyond thrilled to have Miss K join us for our 41st Mistletoe and Magic. And she's of the hit TV show Duck Dynasty. And I know that she's going to keep us laughing and entertained. That's for certain. She's going to talk about her latest cookbook and so much more.
Very good. And that will be from 9:30 until noon. And you also have, and help me pronounce this here, I think I've done it right in the past, and it looks like Hot Tots. Is that
Perfect. You did perfect.
Hot tots. Sometimes I amaze even myself. The hot tots style show from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah, go ahead.
And of course, well, Miss Kay, that brunch from 9:30 to noon, we have a limited elite VIP admission. There's only 30 of these tickets available, so they definitely want to be snagged ASAP. But this includes a meet and greet with Miss Kay, a table gift, reserved seating, and private shopping. There's also a limited VIP admission, and that includes a table gift, reserved seating, and private shopping. But you can also come general admission. And that brunch is sponsored by the Robert M. Rogers Foundation, which, again, we're so grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hot Tots is from 6 to 8 p.m. on that December the 6th on Friday. And this is for us to come and see the latest children's fashion and enjoy some holiday cheer with the entire family.
All righty then. And then Saturday, Milk and Cookies with Santa, 10 a.m. until noon. This is just really your family-oriented event.
Yes.
I don't know if it bears a whole lot of description, but is there anything you'd like to add to just Milk and Cookies with Santa that makes it extra special for everybody?
It's definitely one for the family. And we're going to have entertainment this year by the Robert E. Lee Southern Bells to be there with us with mm-hmm. Milk and Cookies with Santa.
All righty then. That is special, isn't it? Talking to Miranda Raines on the PR Committee for Mistletoe and Magic, a project of the Junior League of Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Mistletoe and Magic specifically and the Junior League of Tyler and its hard work in general are the topics of our show today. So stay with us. We still have a good ways to go. One thing I wanted to touch on, these are the special events for Wednesday through Saturday, December 4th through the 7th, the market days for Mistletoe and Magic, which, of course, follow the gala coming up November 16th again at Willowbrook Country Club. But what about the hours for Mistletoe and Magic on Wednesday? That's the sneak a peek night. That's 5 to 9 p.m. What about the hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? And what all can people expect to see if they just come and drop by and tour the aisles, as it were, during the market days for Mistletoe?
Absolutely. Well, Thursday with the Bratton Brunch and the Style Show, that's from 9:30 a.m. to noon. And then we have that evening available, like Pictures with Santa, from 4 to 7. And then Friday, 9:30 to noon. And then the Hot Tot Style Show is 6 to 8 p.m. And then Saturday, 10 to noon, is our Milk and Cookies with Santa. But what you can expect when you come to the Mistletoe and Magic to celebrate the meaning of mistletoe, there are vendors galore. We're overjoyed with our vendors this year. And if you haven't been to Mistletoe and Magic, I would encourage you to attend because we have new vendors this year. A little bit of everything from jewelry to food to clothing, home goods. And it's just a fun time with your girlfriends. But you can walk around, do some shopping, knock it out the first week of December,
mm-hmm.
grab some snacks. Drinks are available, of course, for concessions. So it's just a fun way to kick off the holiday season.
Yeah, it's basically, as I have understood it over the years, a shopping extravaganza.
Absolutely.
And you have vendors from here, there, and everywhere. A lot of folks from Tyler, but from out of town as well. I think in the past, maybe from all around the nation.
Absolutely.
You've had them.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're driving in from Tennessee. I mean, you name it, they are coming because they know what this event looks like for our area, and they choose to be a part of our Mistletoe Magic and to help give back to our community.
When do the doors open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? And when do you? Of course, we have an idea when you shut it all down, at least on a couple of days. The Hot Tot Style Show on Friday, for example, is 6 to 8 p.m. But what basically are the hours that people can just come in and browse and do some shopping and hang out and have snacks?
We're open throughout the day. Of course, some events require tickets to come into our special brunches on Thursday and Friday. But general admission is throughout the day, from noon on, and you're able to come at any time and take your time and walk around and just enjoy, because even the environment itself is very festive, and you'll enjoy just coming and looking and perusing.
Okay, so basically from noon on is...
Absolutely.
All righty.
Yes.
And you can get more information at www.juniorleagueoftyler.org. You can purchase tickets online this year for the gala and also for the other Mistletoe events as well?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we clarified that. Now, gift boxes are available for purchase for $75, and tell us about those. That looks like a very interesting offer.
Yes, it's a win-win completely because Cole & Company has been so gracious. They have Kendra Scott jewelry boxes, and each jewelry box has a value of up to $85. You can purchase a jewelry box for $75, and you're guaranteed a phenomenal piece of jewelry inside.
All righty. You can purchase one at Cole & Company or contact the league office as well. Talking to Miranda Raines with Mistletoe and Magic, the big fundraiser every year for the Junior League of Tyler. And I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. A little bit of contact information here. As I promised earlier in the show, the Junior League of Tyler, I think we mentioned earlier, because it's one of the ticket purchase locations, is the main ticket purchase location if you don't want to go online, 1919 South Donnybrook in Tyler, right there in the vicinity of the Bergfeld Center, I believe. And your phone number is 903-595-5426. For people who just like to pick up the phone and maybe you don't want to go to the website or do email or anything like that, there's always good old telephone contact, 903-595-5426 for more information. We will review some of the aspects of Mistletoe and Magic. Matter of fact, we'll just kind of go over it in general towards the end of the show to let everybody know exactly what's going on and anything they might have missed if they're tuning in late this morning. But right now, we shift gears and we talk about the Junior League of Tyler, as we do every year when we do this program. You are a big player as far as volunteerism and monetary support and hands-on support of a number of different nonprofit human needs type agencies in the community. Let's go over a few of the key ones and talk about what they do. And just about all of them are frequent guests on In Focus, so they're getting a little bit of extra exposure here. But who they are, why you support them.
Well, we love as an agency, I'm sorry, as a league, to support agencies in our community. And just a few that the Junior League of Tyler supports would be the Children's Advocacy Center of Smith County, St. Paul's Children's Foundation, the Literacy Council of Tyler, East Texas Food Bank, Meals on Wheels, and there are so many others that we positively impact children and elderly in the Smith County area. And not only monetarily, but we love as a league that we bring professional volunteer hours to these agencies as well.
Mm-hmm. So your mission, basically, without stating it word for word, is about positively impacting women, children, and the elderly in Smith County. Those have been your focuses for a long time, and I believe on the international level as well. Of course, you're a member of the Association of Junior Leagues International, have been since 1960, and I know looking at your website, your history goes back a long way. You're coming up, I think, on 70 years old this year, going back to the early days as before either of us was around, the Service League of Tyler, I believe. Some of the individual events, the Girl Power Summit, this helps equip sixth grade girls with tools to bloom into successful, empowered, civically engaged women. Tell us how the Girl Power Summit works and how you go about empowering those young girls.
Well, the Girl Power Summit this year will be held in January. And let me tell you, when you get a room of sixth grade girls together, the energy is magnetic.
I remember sixth grade well enough to vouch for that.
Right. And, you know, junior high is such a unique stage of life.
So
we love pouring into these young girls. And it's so fabulous to see women across our area, our Smith County area, professional women, to come in with their own time and donate to pour into these girls, from teaching health to teaching just choices for career, just options, and pouring in to positively impact them for themselves, but also to come back and make an impact for our community to give back as well.
All righty. Is this something that you do through the school districts, or do you have any other way of targeting these girls and their parents and letting them know when it's coming up and whether they're welcome to attend?
Absolutely. We have a committee within the journaling that strictly focuses on this throughout the entire year, and it's a free event held for all sixth grade girls throughout the area. And so if there's schools, we will let them know. Or if there's any questions, of course, we can, you can reach out to the Junior League of Tyler for more information. But it'll be in January this year, and it's held at UT Tyler.
Very good. Talking to Miranda Raines with the Junior League of Tyler, specifically about Mistletoe and Magic, but right now really getting into the work of the Junior League and what Mistletoe and Magic supports on a day-in, day-out, really a year-in, year-out basis. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. The Tyler's Summer Reading Camp for TISD students entering third grade. This allows them to experience a full week of crafts, drama, art, and a new outlook on reading. Let's get a little bit of expounding on that, too.
Absolutely. Well, this is one of our favorite events to kick off the summer, but essentially, third graders are invited to our Tyler Summer Reading Camp, and we really just want to instill reading into them, because if you can read, you have every opportunity available to you. And so throughout the week, they're able to have fun, but the highlight is when they get to come to the bookstore, and each camper gets to leave with over a dozen books for their home library to really kick that off.
All right. So again, it's for Tyler ISD students just entering third grade. And do you get the word out about that pretty much the same way as you do with the Girl Power Summit?
We do. Yes, sir.
All righty. Money at Work. If you go to Mistletoe and Magic this year, and again, that's the gala November 16th at Willowbrook Country Club, market days December 4th through 7th at Harvey Convention Center. More information available at juniorleagueoftyler.org or by calling 903-595-5426. We're going to crunch some numbers here. This is where the money goes that the Junior League raises through Mistletoe and Magic, and I believe other fundraisers as well every year. I'll toss the ball to you, Miranda. Just if you can run that down, starting with what $10,000 pays for and going from there.
Absolutely. So it's invaluable when you give to the Mistletoe and Magic because of the impact that it can have on our community. So a $10,000 donation, it would pay for 85 third graders to attend our summer reading camp. And that's where they learn a love for reading and they receive 25 free books to build their own home library.
All righty. Keep going. You're doing great.
With a $5,000 donation, it provides 8 adults with a year-long GED prep course offered by the Literacy Council of Tyler. With $3,000 worth of funds, it funds 750 meals for East Texas seniors and homebound individuals through Meals on Wheels. And $1,000, it provides funding for 22 children to receive 3 brand new school uniforms through the St. Paul's Children Foundation. And even with $500, it funds 125 backpacks for children battling hunger full of shelf-stable food through the East Texas Food Bank.
Very good. Still got a few minutes left in the show, and we want to talk a little bit about first of all, volunteerism. In very large part, the show we're doing this morning, and specifically Mistletoe and Magic, are about raising money. But I know in my past visits with Junior League members, just around the community and on the In Focus program, it's really important to be willing, able, and ready to take on that hands-on aspect. You don't just raise money. Tell us a little bit about what the requirements are for a Junior League member as far as just really rolling up your sleeves and getting busy doing things besides raising money.
Sure. I love the Junior League of Tyler, and I didn't know much about it also before I joined almost 5 years ago. And so what we can appreciate is we are women who have hearts on fire for the community, but not only, of course, giving of our resources, but our time. And when you are a Junior League member, you are a trained volunteer. And so when you join the league, you can expect to learn how to lead and how to partner with agencies and be your very best in leadership skills and in all of the resources that you can bring to the table through sweat equity.
Interesting you should say sweat equity. I know that's basically what Habitat for Humanity,
absolutely,
that's their credo. And I know you still work with Habitat at all. I know that there have been some Habitat builds that you've done in the past, and
absolutely,
that's maybe the best example I can think of literally getting your hands dirty.
Yeah, and that's what sets us apart in the Junior League is we want to provide manpower to the agencies as well. So you have volunteer hours from women who have hearts for those agencies as well as our resources.
Okay. Talking to Miranda Raines again with the Junior League of Tyler on the Public Relations Committee for the upcoming Mistletoe and Magic fundraiser. Again, that's November 16th for the gala and December 4th through 7th this year, the market days at Harvey Hall Convention Center. Can you tell us a little bit about how a person, and maybe using your own story as an example, how a person goes from not really knowing much about the Junior League to becoming a Junior League member and becoming actively involved and really, I guess, getting a whole new perspective on community service. How does that whole process work? And I think this is largely for folks who are listening and thinking, gee, maybe I'd like to join the Junior League too.
Absolutely. I would be overjoyed to have someone reach out to us. And you can visit our website and inquire there and read just about what our heart is and what our culture is all about. But also, you can call the office, and we would love just to connect you with a Junior League member, maybe have a cup of coffee or a conversation just to give you more insight of what that looks like. And what I love about the league is that it's also a culture of friendships, of women who want to work together to make an impact. And if someone listening would like more information, just reach out to us, or even any local Junior League girl, we'd be absolutely thrilled to give more information, become a member.
Okay, and I believe there is an age range, and you also have auxiliary memberships, and women who have kind of aged out of the Junior League but still remain connected to it. Tell us how all that works.
Absolutely. Well, you can start Junior League as a member when you're at the young age of 25.
All right.
And then you commit to work and plug into the community for several years. And then when the decade of 40 hits, you have some options after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you can be a sustainer, which still you actively have a role and a voice in the league, but you help also mentor the younger Junior League women on how to be their best volunteer for the community.
All right. So if you join the Junior League, you join, and that's basically the process you go through as far as being between the ages of 25 and 40 and still having more options after that. Great learning experience from what I'm hearing. Great volunteer experience. It can prepare people for maybe positions as professionals, maybe even executive directors with local nonprofit agencies. So it's great in that respect. And of course, there are some dues and fees involved. And to find out more, we'll direct you back to the phone number 903-595-5426 or the website www.juniorleagueoftyler.org. The physical address, of course, at 1919 South Donnybrook. Once again, In Focus is what you're hearing this morning. I'm John Sims, and we're joined by Miranda Raines with the Junior League of Tyler talking about mistletoe and magic. Let's go over some of the basics of mistletoe and magic again. And if you could, just what happens on November 16th and then what happens December 4th through 7th, just in short form for people who maybe need a refresher course or may have tuned in late this morning.
Sure. Well, on November the 16th, this will be our gala celebrating and kicking off our Mistletoe and Magic, our 41st year. And it's new 2 weeks before the market at Willowbrook Country Club. And again, that Saturday, November the 16th, it's from 7 to 11 p.m. And then we have our actual Mistletoe and Magic market this year held at Harvey Hall. It kicks off Wednesday, December the 4th, and it will run Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and end Saturday, December the 7th. And every day there are events that you can participate in, or even just come and just walk around at your leisure to shop and peruse and really just enjoy the holiday season.
Let's give a shout out to Miss Kay again. She's your special guest this year. She's from the Duck Dynasty Show. And again, that's going to be the Friday, the 5th, I believe, is, that's going to be Friday, December 6th. That's brunch with Miss Kay from 9:30 until noon, and I believe there are some VIP opportunities with that as well that you need to act on pretty quickly.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have Miss K. And again, there's a limited elite VIP, and that includes your meet and greet with Miss K. So if you want to spend some time with her, you definitely want to grab that ticket. There's only 30 available. So that's the limited elite VIP. And then we also have VIP admission and general admission that Friday morning as well.
All right, let's draw some attention to chance drawing tickets for a shopping spree for Jude Francis Jewelry at Susan Robinson, or for a trip, and some really, really nice trips involved in that. Gift boxes available for purchase for $75, and each box has a piece of 2019 Kendra Scott jewelry valued up to $85, presented by Cole & Company, and you can purchase one at Cole & Company or contact the league office as well. Just a few of the things that are going on with Mistletoe and Magic this year. Talking talking about the Junior League, you support agencies like the Children's Advocacy Center, St. Paul Children's Foundation, Literacy Council of Tyler, East Texas Food Bank, Meals on Wheels, and so many more. And that gets us real close to our closing time for the show this morning. But again, we've been visiting with Miranda Raines with the Junior League of Tyler, talking about the Junior League and its busy, busy schedule, along with Mistletoe and Magic. Miranda, it has been great to have you with us this year. Sounds like you have some really exciting things coming up this month and next month, so good luck with everything.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
You bet. Miranda Raines with the Junior League of Tyler and Mistletoe and Magic, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.